Nothing But the Words, episode number 123, When and How to Get a Foreword for Your Book.
What if it's possible to finally write the book that's been on your mind for months or even years? Welcome to Nothing But the Words, the podcast that gives you tips, insights, and practical advice to write a transformative book in spite of all your doubts and fears. Writing a successful book isn't just for the lucky few. You can do it too with the right coach on your side. Now here's your host, your book coach, Candace L. Davis.
Hey there and welcome to Nothing But the Words. I'm your book coach, Candace L. Davis. I hope your week and your writing are both going exceptionally well. Recently, one of my clients was waiting to get the foreword for his book and he was starting to get a little nervous, thinking that it might not arrive in time or might not arrive at all. He had asked for it from one of his mentors a few weeks ago. But like most successful people, his mentor is busy and it took him a while to send it over. But it was worth the wait. And by the end of this episode, you should understand why this foreword will be valuable for my coaching client and why you might or might not want to get a foreword for your book. Now, first of all, let's clarify. Most books of fiction, novels, and short story collections, they will not have a foreword. Readers want to jump right into the story. There are exceptions, of course. When you pick up a classic like Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, you might see a foreword that addresses the book's remarkable place in our literary history. But for the most part, fiction and forewords don't really go together. Forewords more often come into play with nonfiction, and you are more likely to find them in personal or professional development, narrative nonfiction and subject matter exploration books than you are in memoirs. Most books, even in those categories, won't have a foreword, and you can sell your book just fine without one. However, the right foreword can, in reality, help you sell more books, even if your readers skip right over it. And that's because you can stamp the front of your book and you can put in all your promotional materials, foreword by, and insert the name of your famous foreword writer there. And that one line of text can convey a higher level of credibility and value on your book. Imagine you wrote a book on investing and Warren Buffett wrote the foreword. Imagine a foreword by Brené Brown for a book on shame or a foreword by T.D. Jakes for your faith-based book. Those names can make a real difference in lending credibility to your book. One caveat before we dive into the how-to of this whole process. If you are seeking a traditional book deal, and so you're writing a book proposal, you can get a commitment for a foreword before you submit the proposal and allow that to be a way you support your book's platform, your ability to market your book. So one of my private coaching clients is shopping her book with publishers right now, and she has a commitment from a renowned business builder, like one of the biggest business builders in the Black community, to write the foreword for her book. She's writing a business book. So that's going to actually help her sell. And he's also a successful author. So that's going to actually help her to sell her book. Not going to sell it by itself, but it's a benefit to her. So how do you actually go about getting a foreword for your book? Let's go through 5 steps. Number one, start early. Don't wait until you're just a week out from publication to ask someone to write your foreword. You can make your request for a foreword even before you finish writing the manuscript. If that is the case, let the person know when you expect to be finished writing and when you will need them to get their piece to you. Number two, start with your network. You are much more likely to have success with people you know, or even if you have a mutual friend or colleague who can connect you with that person, you're more likely to get a yes. Don't let that stop you, however, from asking for a foreword from someone in your industry with whom you have a personal connection. I had a client, I had a coaching client who reached out to, I don't know his exact title, sorry, I don't know military terms that well, but to retired officer Colin Powell before his passing for a foreword for his book. Colin Powell declined, but my client went out on a limb and asked for it. And when Colin Powell declined, he wasn't shocked. He knew it was a long shot and he reached out to someone else to get his foreword. So you don't have to know the person. If you can contact a person, You can ask them for a forward. Just keep in mind that the bigger the name, the more demands that person likely has on their time, and the more likely they are to simply ignore your request, which is not a big deal. It just means you have to move on to the next person on your list. Also note that some celebrities and bigwigs actually charge money to write a forward. May or may not be worth it to you. Number three, choose someone whose name, position, and credibility will help your book stand out. If you are writing a book on how to underground homeschool kids, a foreword from the author of a book on women's health probably will not do you much good. And I talk about underground homeschooling because that's what I did for my kids. But that is not the point. The point is you want someone whose area of expertise is in alignment with the content of your book. Pick someone relevant and accomplished. A foreword from your best friend who also happens to be an author is not what you're looking for unless they happen to be a New York Times bestselling author in your field, in your category, or they happen to be incredibly successful in your field. Number four, make it easy for this person to say yes. Even if you know them, send them a brief summary of your book, right? You want them to be able to see if this is a book that they are more or less in alignment with, but you don't want them to have to work too hard to figure that out. So send them a brief summary of your book and your relevant bio and accomplishments. Even people who know you don't necessarily know what all your credentials are. They don't know all the awards you've won. They don't know all the things you've created. Give them a bio. List off those accomplishments so they have some idea of who they might be writing this forward for. Offer to send them the full manuscript if they want to read it first. Some people will be very specific. They don't want their name on a book unless they have read it beginning to end. Some people might ask you to go ahead and send the full manuscript, but others just will not have time. They just won't have time. So don't take it personally if they opt out of reading the whole thing. If they say yes to writing the foreword and it's someone who you really want, don't worry about it. They may read it after it comes out. They may never read it. But the point is that they're willing, they trust you enough and they're willing to lend you their credibility. Now, if you know this person is particularly busy, which if you're asking them to write your foreword, they probably are, you can even offer to have them record the foreword rather than write it. And then you can transcribe it, work it into something publishable for them. This is a little bit tricky because a recording can be a beast to work into something readable depending on the person who's creating it. And if you take that road, you should really make sure that that person has the opportunity to read the final copy before you publish it. You don't want to have edited it and shaped it in any way with which they don't agree. And so you want to make sure they have a chance to give their final approval before you move forward with their foreword. And number five, tell them exactly what the foreword should include. Unless you know for sure that they've done this for other authors on several occasions and they have it down, they tell you, don't worry about it, I got this. You might want to give them very specific steps to write the foreword. So in that case, you might ask them to include how they know you. If you've met and you have either worked for them or with them or served them in some way, and that's relevant to your book, they might include that. How they've seen you grow in your profession, why you're the right person to write this book, relevant experiences that they've had with you, and at the end of the foreword, a call to action for people to move forward with the book. So you want to give them a process so that they don't have to figure it out for themselves. Could they Google it? They should. I beg your pardon. They could, but they shouldn't have to, because you are asking them to do you a favor. So you want to make it as easy as you possibly can. Those are the five simple steps you can take to get a foreword for your book should you decide you want one. Now, they are simple, but they're not easy and they're not guaranteed. You may not even know anyone or know anyone who knows anyone who could write the foreword for your book. And if that is the case, don't worry about it. You can invest your time in other marketing strategies. You do not have to invest your time in getting someone to write the foreword for your book. Now, it was worth it for the client I mentioned at the top of this episode to wait for the foreword because his mentor is so well known among the author's target audience that the foreword will undoubtedly help him to sell more books. Getting the right foreword can be worth the effort for you too. But remember, as you go about this process, if you choose to do so, and you don't have to. I don't know if I can reiterate that enough. It is not a requirement and it's not a make or break. If you decide to go after a forward, just remember, no one is obligated to write a forward for you. Some people will decline, and that's their right. Rejection is a part of this process, my friends. It happens all along the way. When you write a book, accept it and move on until you get the yes that you're looking for. Forward or no forward, if you write a great book, you can still be an incredibly successful author. That's all for this week's episode, my friends. Thanks for listening to Nothing But the Words. I'm your book coach, Candace L. Davis, and I'll see you next time. Are you looking for more inspiration or just something to light that fire within you to finally write your book? Get my free quick guide and video, Jumpstart Your Book. This guide will walk you step by step through the process to start writing a book that can help you achieve your goals. Grab Jumpstart Your Book and watch the video at CandaceLDavis.com/jumpstart. It's free.